Rav Safra, all the Beis Hakise. Rav Safra went to the Beis Hakise. Also, Rabbi Abba, Nochale Yabove. Rabbi Abba was standing by the door, and he coughed, he made a sound. Omalei, and Rav Safra was inside. Omalei, so Rav Safra told him, Leyamah, he understood he's coughing, Mr. He wants to come in also to the Beis Hakise. So he says, come in. So there were two in the Beis Hakise. Boso de Nofak, after they went out, Omalei, so Poshib Shat, Rav Abba said to Rav Safra, he had a gewaldike teine to him, Ad hashte loy ailes leseye, the gomres lochom mili deseye. He did not go to Edom. The goyim apros, the goyim don't have inyon itznius. The Parsiim, Rashi and Thomas, the Pnefoshim Thomas says are tznuim, but the Roimiim, Edom, they're not tznuim. You didn't even live in Seye. The gamres lochmili de Seye, but you act like someone that comes from Seye. What was the taina? What did Rav Safra do wrong? Lav hochisna, we learned in the Mishnah in Tomid, medura hoisa sham, there was a medura. Ubeisakisi shall covet, and there was a beisakisi shall covet. What's pshata beisakisi shall covet? Vizeho yakvoidoi. This was the covet of the beisakisi. Motsoi no, if it was locked, biyadua, was closed, biyadua shiye shamodo. So that's a raya, someone was there. So no one entered. Matsoi pasuach, if it was open, be yidua she'ein shamoda. Then, we knew that no one was there. Alme agavuche, someone once told me, Rab Yankiv Zecheinu Levroche had always a sichsuch with his wife. He always used to leave the bathroom door open, and she used to close it. He said, "Echot haMishna and Tomit, Azay b'Chanelach Yiton." You have to put a siman that it's open, it's in use. Al Koponim, the Mishnah in Tomit says that Matzoi Pasuach biyadua she'ain shamoda. If it's Pasuach, then you know there's no one there. Alme lav oirach arahu. Alma lav eirecharo. So the shaila is, what was done wrong? So before we see Rashi, the pashtus of the Gemara is that he should not have told them, he shouldn't have told them to come in. What, from the Mishnah in Talmud you see, if someone is there, the door is closed. So if the Beis Hakise could be used for double occupancy, so why does it have to be closed? So it's a raya that migidrei hatznius, if one person is in the Beis Hakise, so that's enough. So memeila, so Rav Abba had a taina to Rav Safra, what kind of geschäft is this to tell me to come in? It's not right. It's a kelt in the Mishnah. If it's good, two people should come in, so why did they need the siman? You see, if someone's there, it should be no. So Pashas, according to this pshat, so Lachayel the Maisa was as follows. He told him come in, but he never went in. He stayed outside. When Rav Safra came out, he gave him a psak. What kind of hachnosa seichem is this? It's keneged the gidrei hatzniyitz. What's pshat in Rav Safra? Mesukinu. He thought that Rav Abba that is standing outside, he's a mesukin. The sign ye Rav Shimon ben Gamliel loimer, omud achoizer, mevi es ha'odom lidei hadroiken. That if a person has to go on gedolim and it started coming out, and he'll have to be marzerit, that could bring to one machle. Silon achoizer, mevi es ha'odom lidei yarkoin. So memele, so he felt, if someone's outside, someone's a shail of sakone, sakone zichadoiche, the gidrei tznius. So that's the poshet of pshat in the Gemara, and it seems like that from the Gemara in Tomid. And the Goyin says, azay daf melonim. Now let us see Rashi. Nocha leyabove, leide im yeshom odo. He wants to know if someone's there. Omar le Rav Abba le Rav Safra, at kan loy eilis leseya. Shein non snuim bebeis hakise. De dat snuim bebeis hakise. Ve gamalta loch mili deseya. Shein chotzenua. But you act like a person that is not a tzenua. Lav hochi snan bemeseches tomid. Medura hise shom bazor. Hese godu shaloyel ischamim shom akahanem amasichem agleim bebeis hakise. Shetzrichin tvile. Deini tvile. Kiddis nan bemeseches yume. Kol amesech aglov tom tvile. So you see that one should not speak in a beis hakise. So where do we see that one shouldn't speak in the beis hakise? So the Taisus HaRosh in Tomid Av Chof Ches says as follows. Alma tiknu dover zelesimin. Why do you need this whole inyan to find out if someone's there, if someone's not there? Shlo yitztarech lishelim yesham adam v'yitztarech halala hoshif. Akel, this whole beis hakise shel kovid was created for one purpose, that there should not be any conversation between the person who finds himself in the beis hakise or the person who is not in the beis hakise. That's how the Rashi learned. The Marsha has an interesting pshat in our Gemara, and Marsha says punfakert. The Taina was not on Rav Safre. The Taina was on Rav Abbe. He wants to say punfakert the pshat that Rav Safre asked Rav Abbe if the door was locked. So, you see the door's locked, so why are you making noises for? What kind of derech eretz is this? Fakert the kasha was on Rav Abbe. You see the door's locked. It's the Mishnah. The conversation is going pum fakert, a tiny to Rav Abbe. And he told him I wasn't Mesukin. So then the story works fakert. That's how the Marsha wants to say pshat in the mice. Well, kaponim from Rashi, we see the mekor that is ein mesaprim bebeis hakise. Now the Gemara further. Rabbi Lezer ol beis hakise. Osa ahu parso. So there was a Parsi that came there. He came. These are the Parsiim hatsnuyim. Dochke. And he pushed him away. Kom Rabbi Lezer v'nofek. No, Rabbi Lezer didn't say nish mit a Parsi. So he goes and he leaves. Osa darkoine. So there was a snake there. Shomtei lekarkishei. And he went, he was mishamet, he schlepped out the kishkis of the Parsi. So Rabbi Lezer saw the gewaldike chesed that happened over here. On Yisera shebechol yoyim imonu. That fakertus meiredik ashgoche, that the Parsi came just in time, or else he would be the korban from the snake. Kori alei Rabbi Lezer ve'etein odom tachtecho al tikrei odom ele edoi. That the Rabbeinu Shalom sells to, if there's a mokim that's muchim leperoni is, so the Rabbeinu Shalom sells to someone from Edoin to take the place, tachtecho. That what the Gemara says, al tikrei odom ela Edoin, because atem kruyim odom, ve'ein ben anagoy isn't called odom. So you can't say, etein odom tachtecho. Odom is a yid, it can't be a goy. So that's why the Gemara says, Al tikrei odom ela edoim. Rashi, Vuhu sova, we didn't finish the Rashi, Rav Safra shemir loimer leyer mar, sova mesukenu bamud achoizer, im yoshev lachoyro, riyach zeh haomud, hadroikin, karsay tzove, the stomach swells up, Darkoina nocho, shom til the karkishi, chalchula sharei yeitzi boi, shekoirin tavchaye. Zog the Gemara weiter. Va omar, now the Gemara is really going on a posik in Shmuel. The posik in Shmuel relates when Shaul was chasing David HaMelech. So he went into a ma'oro, lasiyas tzrochel. And it was Meirdik Ashgoche, Biyarkisei HaMe'ore, in the back of the Me'ore, David HaMelech and his men were hiding. in Shaul, Mamish came into the enemy camp, alone, without anyone, and Yisoid, he was surrounded by his sonim. And this is the Bikanta Maise, that we'll see David went and caught a beged of his. Shaul was unaware of this. The Mephoshim say it was a beged of Dalit Knofis, and he cut off one Konof. It seems Shaul was going without tzitzis this time, since the Konof was cut off. The Kitzer, when Shaul left the Me'orah, he's walking out of the Me'orah, so David comes there, and David tells him, they wanted to tell him what Matziv he was in. And he tells him as follows, Va'omar, and he said, Laharogcho, to kill you. Vatochos, and she was chas olecho, on you. Va'omar, so the Gemara says, what's that? Va'omar, he said, Va'omarti, I said, Laharogcho, mi boilei. Vatochos, she was chas, v'chasti mi boilei. I was chas. So lochere, the posik is not meduyik. It should have said, Va'omarti larogcho, I wanted to kill you. V'chasti olecho. Omar Abolozo, Omar loy David lishol mina teire ben harigat. V'omar is going under the Rabbeinu Shalom. The Rabbeinu Shalom who wrote the teire, the Rabbeinu Shalom said that you're ben harigat. Shaharei roi defata. The whole, your whole purpose of here, you wanted to chase me to kill me. V'ateire omro bo lahogicho hashkem lahogai. So lecheire you am b'chuyiv misa. V'atochos, the tznius shahoisa boch, the tznius that you had, he chosa olecho. The tznius was chas on you. The Ian Yaakov says, Ein Odom Nerag Shaloi Bizmanoi, a person will never be killed. Kozman Shaloi Choto Beinyin Shesol Mimenu Tzelem Alekim. Kozman is a Tzelem Alekim on the person. A person will not be killed. Vatznius Geirim Lashroas Ashchine. It seems that that is a Shaykhis of the Tzelem Alekim. So Faker, the Gewaldike Tznius that you have, this was Megan that you shouldn't be killed. That's why it says, "Voy machnecho kodosh in the leirah b'chel v'sdova v'shov miachrecho." There's ashchos ashchine where there's tzius and kedusha, where there's the hepech v'shov miachrecho. Hashem olakechem mehalach bekerav machnecho. We have the Rabbeinu Shalom is megin calls man this kedusha and tzius. So memele, so the tzius al tzius shahisa b'cho hi chos olecho. Oh my he. What was the tznius of Shaul HaMelech? V'chsi v'ayovoi el gidrois hatzoin al aderech v'shom me'oro v'ayovei Shaul lohoseich es raglo tane geder lifnim mi geder. It says gidrois tzoin, so there was two gedorim, and he went behind the second geder u'me'oro lifnim mi me'oro. Lahoseich, Omer Abelozo, Melamed Shesicheich Atzmoy Kisuke, with his begodim. He covered himself completely, like a suke, should be a gansin mechuse. He went into a dark ma'ora. That was the tznius of Shaul. Vayokam David, Vayichreis Esknaf Hame'il Ashel Eshol Balot. And he wanted Fakel to show later that was the mechuvin. He wanted to show later, show what matzav he was in, what he was bekayach to do. He was bekayach to cut the knaf ha-me'il, and then Shaul wasn't aware of it, and he could have then killed him. Omer Rabbi Yosi b'Rab Chanine, kol ha-mevazes ha-begodim, soif einei nene mehem. If a person is mevazeh begodim, so the end will be, he will not be able to derive benefit from begodim. Shenema v'melech David zokein bo bayomim v'yichasu b'abgodim v'lo yecham loy. So the Marsha says the raya is, it says v'yichasu b'abgodim. If they put a blanket on him, he'd get warm. V'yichasu b'abgodim v'lo yecham loy. B'godim couldn't be mechamim David HaMelech. So what's b'godim? It's a raya. This is a poil yoytzei from this maise. that kol ha-mevazes ha-begodim is saif einei nene mehem. There's a meire dike word from a bitzel Peterburger. Bitzel Peterburger learns pshat in the Gemara in the Dorim, a bekannte Gemara. The Gemara says, al me of the ha-oretz. Why did Klal Yisrael lose Eretz Yisrael? Sholu l'chachomim, al neviyim, al zekeinim. And they didn't know till the Rebbeinu Shlomo alone said, the Gemara says, the Gemara brings a posik, that in the Gemara Darshan from the posik, shlo birchu b'teira tchila. We have to understand klar what the Gemara's kash is and what the Gemara's teretz is. The Ran explains that Olmer of the Ha'oretz, the Nevi'im didn't know, no one understood why there was Chuben Ha'oretz, Chuben Abayis. They were learning Torah. It was nearer to the naked eye, they were Oisik B'Torah. So Rabbi Zal Peterberger is Mamtik. So what was the Kasha? So the Kasha was, what's the Kasha Olmer of the Ha'oretz? They were learning Torah, but they were Nichshol in the Sholish Averis Chamuris. So what's the kasha? It's a learning Torah. So Rabbi Zal Peterburger says the Gemara's kasha was, but we have a haftoche, barosi yetzer hara, barosi teire tablin, that the teire, a person who's oisik b'teire, he has a shmire, teire is megan, b'shas shoisik, but how was it that they were nifshul in the sholosh averes, and they still were oisik b'teire? Why didn't the teire work? That was the Gemara's kasha. And no one knew, they were taka oisik b'teire. So the Gemara says, Shloi birchu b'teire tchile. So the Rana says, why didn't they make birchas ha-teire? Shloi yoyachoshuv b'ineye. Levoy cholo. Whatever the cheshbon was, the Beis Halevi says pshat, that they looked at teire as a hechsher mitzvah. That means they thought the whole reason you have to learn teire, you have to know what to do. So teire is only, it's not a mitzvah bifnei atzmoi. It's a hechsher in order to do mitzvahs. I can't do mitzvahs if I don't learn Torah. You don't make a brocha on a hechsher mitzvah. You only make a brocha on a mitzvah. You make tefillin. You don't make a brocha. You make the brocha on the hanochas tefillin, not on the siyas hasukkah. They held that Torah is not a mitzvah bifnei atzmoi. It's only a hechsher. And on a hechsher, you don't make a brocha. So, memeil, they weren't machshiv teire. So, Rabbi Zal Peterburger says that is pshat. So, that in the Yisod was considered a bezoyin teire. We see from our Gemara, kol ha-mevazes ha-begodim, that was put into the teva of begodim, the begodim ha-mechamim. But if a person is mevaze begodim, so the koyach ha-chimim, which was put betivoy, he won't derive that benefit. You degraded the begodim, you won't get the benefits that begodim give. Klal Yisrael degraded Teire, so therefore they also were not zoiche to get the benefits that Teire gave, and therefore they were not zoiche to the Berosi Teire tablet. Let us see Rashi. Ve'oma laharokcha vatochos olecha. David Omar Lishol came, Bitsaisim in a Ma'ore. When he left the Ma'ore, Shenichnes Bol of Anais. The Koraz David as Knaf Me'iloi. And the Koraz David as Knaf Me'iloi. The Omar Laharokh, Hakodish Bolchu Hitali Larok. The Baini Shom said, I'm permitted to kill you. Hatoira Omro in the Marteres, Yimotse Agane, the Kwapi Rashnu Lamaila, Bamaise, the Rapshile. But the ray is that why you're permitted to kill a gun. Tzniya shereisi becho, shenichnas lemoro, bishvil hatzneya, vaavsham noak tzniyas, kedemeforish vaozul, shesicheich raglov bibgodov kisuki. Covered himself completely like a suki. Mother says further, im Hashem hasischo bi, yorach minche. So David was tining to show he didn't know why are you angry at me? Why do you have tainess on me? Im Hashem es ischo bi, if the Eibishter dir ungereiz, yorach mincha, ish accept a mincha for me. Omar Rabbi Lozer, Omar le Yakodish Bochul le David. These were expensive words. Mesis Kochisali. You're blaming it on the Rabbeinu Shloilem. That it's my fault. Mesis Kochisali. Harei ani machshilcho bedovor shafilu tinoike shal beis rabom yoidem oisai. Tichsiv. Kisis eshroish b'nei Yisrael of kudayim v'nosno ish koifer nafshai. That when one is meine klal Yisrael, one should take a koifer nefesh. One should not count klal Yisrael without a nesine of koifer nefesh. And you're going to make a toys, v'yamei tzotna Yisrael, achsi v'yosu says David b'em, leima leich meneis Yisrael, v'kivin demeninu, loishoko minayu koifer, v'chsi v'yitnen Hashem dever b'Yisrael, v'yaboiker v'adei smoyit. There was a dever each day that started from Boiker, Adei Smoyed, Maye Smoyed, Omar Shmuel, Sove, Chosnid, Rabchanine, Mishmeid, Rabchanine, Mishah, Shchites, Atomid, Atshaz, Rikosoy. There was a dever that was each day in Rabbi Yechonama, Ad Chatzois Mamish. Al Koponim, the Taine to David, that Yosef explains as follows. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam, there is a Mesis, there is a Yetzer Hore. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam is Ilmole Kodesh Baruch Hu Oizroi Eine Yocholoi Kiyamid Bimin Evyein Atzilo Mitzoy Bishayftei Nafshoi. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam helps the person from the Yetzer. If the person falls duch, it's not the Rabbeinu Shel Olam was the Mesis. This person, the blame goes on the person. He was the Nisus. He had an opportunity not to listen to the Yetzer Hara, he listened to him. So it's not that Rabbeinu Shlom does not want a person should fall to an Aveira. If Shaul was Nisus, he was Nisus from the Yetzer Hara. There was Ezer HaKodesh Baruch Hu, Va'afal Pikein, a person is a Baal Bchire, so Lamaisi was Nisus from the Sotan, from the Yetzer Hara. David took the blame off Shaul and put it on the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. At the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, im Hashem es ischobi. So therefore, the Mida Keneged Mida was, that's how you appreciate, that's how you makir, yul mole HaKadosh Baruch Hu, o Yisroi, eine yocholoi. I was helping Shaul. You are not makir the Ezer that I helped Shaul. So therefore, he, in Vafal Pikin, he was Nichshol. And you're putting the blame on me. So therefore, the Ezer Keneged the Yetzer Hara that David was deserving to have, he lost. And that was the Einish Mida Keneged Mida. He says, you're not makir that I'm the Ezer. So Memele Vayamoy Tzotna Yisrael Si Vayosis as David, the Sotan was Vayosis as David, Behem Leima Leich Meneis Yisrael. But David was Nisus because he was not Zoiche to Ezer Hashem. Rashi, זאת גמרא ויתר, ויאמר למלך המשחס בעם רוב, אומר רב אלעזר, אומר לי הקדוש ברוך הוא למלך, תו לי רוב שבהם, שיש בוי לי פורה מהם כמה חויבויס, ואויס אשור מייס אבישי בן צרויה ששוקו כרובה של סנהדרן. That אבישי בן צרויה was paid up a lot of חויבס that כלל ישראל was שולדיק. The מפורשם explain that the אמסן אפילו דוד was a חויטה, but why did כלל ישראל זינדיק? What was the I mean, David, there was a taina on the expression of David, im Hashem es ischo, but why did Klal Yisrael get nenash? So they say the zicha was cheshbonis, why Klal Yisrael was nenash, also a different cheshbon. No, it was the megalgulim choyv al yedei chayev that it came through the pula of David. That was the einish of David. Now, to pay up the chayvis that Klal Yisrael was shuldik, the Rabbeinu Shlom took away the Rav. He took away Rav, the Marshal says, is also Oisi Yisroiv, Avishai ben Tzruya, that was shokul kerubo shel Sanhedrin. So what does Rashi say? Sheyesh boi li pora kamo, sheyesh b'misosoi kedei lechaper al kamo avoinis. To understand this musig, that a Mises Tzaddik is mechaper on the Avoin HaDoyer, there's a Meirdike Teres Chaim in Chulin, Daf Peivov. The Teres Chaim explains that the Rashi brings in the beginning of Bereshis, Ros HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Libra Yisraelam B'midas HaDin, and Rabbein Shalom saw that the Midas HaDin, that Oilam would not have a Kiyam with Midas HaDin, the Shitav in a Midas HaRachman. So the Teres Chaim explains, Pshatim, the Shutfes is Din and Rachman are two opposites. There is no Shutfes. You can't, Eishem Mayim has no Shutfes. So what is Pshatim the Shutfes? So the Teres Chaim says the, just like if you have two shutfim in a, you have two partners in a business. So one works half a day and the other works the other half a day. That's the partnership. Each one has his chalik in the hanhogas hamischa. So in the hanhogas ha'oilam, there's also two manhigim. There's hanhoge of midas harachmim, and there's hanhoge of midas hadin. The way he explains it, so you have to have that half the oilam is misnaig al pi midas hadin, and the other half is misnaig al pi midas harachmen. So how do you have such a thing? So he says the Rabbein Shalom takes the tzaddikei hadoyer, which are shokel keneged klal Yisrael, and they are the ones that suffer the brunt of the midas hadin. Fakir, they're soivel the midas hadin, and if the midas hadin will be goyve from these tzaddikim, so memele klal Yisrael will get through with rachmen. That is the inyan that Mises Tzaddikim is mechaper and Avinu Sadeir. And he says, that is pshat kol olam nizun bishvil chanina b'ni, the chanina b'ni dai loy bekaf chruvim be'erev Shabbos l'erev Shabbos. He says, that was pshat. Pshat was, there was a gzeire of hunger on the world, and Rab Chanina ben Doisa was the one that was soivul this hunger. That means the Midas Hadin, that there was a kitrug, and there was a deserving, that there was an einish of hunger that was deserving to the world. Half of the world had this einish, and Rab Chanina ben Doisa was this half who was shokul keneged Klal Yisrael. And therefore Klal Yisrael had panos. Look to Gemara weiter. Ubahashchis ro Hashem vayinochem. There came an nechama. The Rebbein Shlom saw something, and that brought about an nechama, and that ended the gzeira. My ro, Omar Rav ro Yaakov Avinu. So the Yosef says it was the schus ha'toyre of Yaakov Avinu. The chsiv vayomer Yaakov kasherom, but it's only a limud taisis, a gilui that it was Yaakov Avinu titin emes li Yaakov. The gewaldike schus ha-teure of Yaakov Avinu, that was megin on the spetadike deiris. Ushmuel oma afroi shal Yitzchok ro, the mesiris nefesh of Yitzchok, shenema alakim yira loy haseh loil obni, that the seh is equivalent to the oil obni, so the efer haseh is equivalent to the efer of Yitzchok. Rab Yitzchok navcha oma kesef kipurim ro, when Klal Yisrael gave the Kesef Kippurim b'shas tasiyas ha-mishkon, so that was mechaper on this man. Lekachtos Kesef ha-Kippurim me'eis b'nei Yisrael, so the Kesef ha-Kippurim then was mechaper on this minion. Rabbi Yochanan Omar Beis HaMikdash Ro, Beis HaMikdash Ro means that the Beis HaMikdash, which was as yet not built, the Beis HaMikdash, which will be built, then Yidden will give Shkol and Yidden will have Kobonis. So the Beis HaMikdash that will be built, that Ro was Megan on the, it means the Osid was Megan on the Hoive. The Siv Bahar Hashem Yeroa. Even though now it's only Bahar Hashem, but Yeroa, they will be seen the Shpeta de Kishusim, which will be built on Bahar Hashem, and that was Megan. Pligi bo Rav Yaki bar Idi ve Rav Shmuel bar Nachmeni chadom kesef kipurim ro ve chadom beis hamikdash ro mistav kemandom beis hamikdash ro shenema ashe yom hayim bar Hashem yiroe. Rashi bahashchis ro Hashem vayinochem mikrohu bo isay parsh bedivrei hayom kesef kipurim ro shenosem beminyan rishon shel Yisrael lemishkan, the first minyan which was then given for the Mishkan, Uhu kiper al minyan zen. This was mechaper on this minyan. Shareile zikorin niten. Kedersi bohoya livnei Yisrael lezikorin lechaper. That this is put away lezikorin lechaper. Va'achshav hutzuchu kaparose. Now they needed the kapore. Zog the Gemara weiter. We heard in the Mishnah, lo yichnes Adam, Mishnah tells us halachas of Meire Mikdash and the covet of Harabayis. The Mishnah says, lo yichnes la Harabayis, b'makolei, b'menolei, b'pundosei, b'ovek shal raglov, lo yasenu kapandriye, urikike, mikal v'choyma. Zog the Gemara. My kapandriye. What is the exact title of Kapandriye? Omar Rove Kapandriye Kishmo. The Rabbi Yosef Engel brings down Kapandriye Kishmo means as follows. That when people want to come together, they want to speak about something, they want to come together, so the Har HaBayis was L'chaira a very convenient place to come. It was a big place, and if you want to come together, so the Har HaBayis would be very convenient, and very suitable for gatherings. That is the Taich Kapandriya. Kapandriya Kishma, that is the Taich of Kapandriya. And even though it's very convenient and suitable, but that's not the Mokin. The Rav Chone Bar Ada Bishmei de Rav Simo Berei de Rav Mori Yomar. No, it's not Kishmo, it's a Pshetel in Kapandriya. Command Yomar Inish, Ademekifne Adori, instead of walking all around all the houses, Eyal Boa, go to this place and I'll make a shortcut. Omar Rav Nachman, Omar Rabba Baravue, Hanichnas Lebeis HaKnesses, Omenash Shiloi La Seisei Kapandriya, he came in for a different purpose. He didn't want to make it a Kapandriya. Mutter la soisei kapandriye. Then he's allowed to go out to, he's allowed to gain, that's a bonus that he gets if he's in the Beis HaKnesses. From the Rambam it seems the whole Issa kapandriye, one is not allowed to go into a Beis HaKnesses shaloi l'shem mitzvah, not for a dvar mitzvah. So Mel, you're using the Beis HaKnesses for a shortcut. That is the Issa. But if you went into the Beis HaKnesses for a Dvar Mitzvah, so Mamelu, now that you're here, that's a fringe benefit you could have. That now you can go out, you had to go to the other side, Mutta Lasayse Kapandriya. That's one case it's Mutta. Ravi Bo Omar Imhoyo Shvil Meikoroi. If there was a Shvil, that means before they built the Beis HaKnesses, this Mokim, there was a path that people were able to go through, and now the Beis HaKnesses is preventing them from using this as a shortcut. Mutter, no, then one is permitted to continue using this mokim as a shortcut. Omar Rav Chelboy, Omar Rav Hune, Anichnas LeBeis HaKnesses LeHispalu. So the goyin is goyres mitzvah laseise kapandriye. If he went into Davin, mitzvah laseise kapandriye shenema. The Pasuk says, Bevoi am ha'oretz l'vnei Hashem b'moyadim. So the Pasuk says as follows, Habo derech shar tzofoin. He went in through the tzofen door. Yeitzei derech shar negev. So the Pasuk says he should go out, he shouldn't go out through the same door, he should go out the shar negev. What is the inyan of the mitzvah? So Rashi says, Mitzvah aleihem sheyisro b'soich hazore yofe yofe. You entered the Beis HaMikdash with soirech riye, lirois v'lirois. Don't come in and go out right away. Go through the whole Beis HaMikdash. So it seems if a person goes to a shul to be mispalo, so a mele, bedavki go out through the other exit, that you should go through the whole Beis HaKnesses. Fakat that's a chibuv mitzvah. But you want to, I'm here already, I want to go through the whole Beis HaKnesses. That's a mitzvah. Kishmo, Rashi says, Kimashmo, Perishmo. Ademakif na dori eil boho, bo oit shani makif, kol shuri sabate malolu, Ekonis kan lekatzer drochi. I'll go through this way to be mekatzer. Adori shureis, the rows of houses. Kapandria, yeah. Meikore koydim shenivno lo beis haknesses. There was a shvil. Zogte Gemara weiter. Urekiko mikal vachoyma. The Gemara says that if a manol is also, one is not permitted to wear shoes in Harabais, so one is definitely not allowed to spit in Harabais. Omar Rabbivi, Omar Rabbi Yeshua, Ben Levi, Kol Aroikik b'Harabais bizman hazeh, Kilo Roikik b'bas einoi, Shenema v'hoya einai v'libi shom kol ayomim. Oma rove rikike bebeis haknesses sharye. One is permitted to spit in a shoe. Midi dahava amano. Just like one is permitted to wear shoes in a shoe. Ma amano baharabayis also. Bebeis haknesses mutter. So we see that a beis haknesses does not have the choymer of harabayis. Af rikike baharabayis udiyosa beis haknesses shari. Rikike is also the same. Barabayis it's also Besakneses shori. Omer leRav Popa leRove, v'omer leLavina leRove, v'omer leRavada b'Masna leRove. That this cheshbon lechayir is not oiskalden. Adi yalef mimanol. What are you learning out? Just like manol is mutter in Besakneses, so what in Rekik is mutter? Neilef mikapandriye. There's another halacha. There's a halacha of kapandriye. There's a Mishnah in Megillah. That one is not permitted to make a kapandriye, a shul. So memele, so say that, how do you know Rikike has the same halachas of mano? Maybe Rikike has the same halachas of kapandriye. Omalei, so he told him, he said, well, I shall learn out for kapandriye. Tana yalef mi mano. The Tana learned out the Issa Rikike from mano. Ba'at amrit mi kapandrin? You telling me I shall learn off a kapandrin? So the Gemara says, what does he mean? Mahi. The sign you will learn in Tesefte. Lo yikoni sodom laharabayis, lo yibima koli shebiyodoi, v'loi beminoloi sheberaglo, v'loi bemoi satschum, lo yibisadino, ibupundoso imuvshalas lachoyro, lo yasana kapandrin. Urikike mi kalbochoyme mi mano. And the Tana says we learn how Rikike it is also to spit in Harabayis a kalvachayme mimano. Ma manu she'im boi derech bezoi. Omro toire shal no lecho miyal raglecho. Rikike she derech bezoiin loi kolshke. So vada givis Rikike ma doch manu lezoso so Rikike that's a bezoiin a vada givis is also. Rabbi Yosi ba Yehuda oimer einei tzorich. Arehu oimer ki ein lovei al shar ha-melech bulvush sak, ki make a kalvachayma from sak, vol idvorm kalvachayma, ma sak she'en imoz. V'nei bosel v'dom kach, rekike shehu mu'usel, v'nei melech malchi em lochim leikoshke. The shayla is, if you learn out the isa rekike from the isa manol, if you learn out the isa rekike from the Levush Sak. The Ben Yehuda wants to say, could be, he held, you can't learn out from the Issa Manol, because could be the Issa Manol only applies with his Hashchos Hashchina, like by Moshe Rabbeinu. So could be that does not include the whole Harabayis. Only in the Beis HaMikdash would be also. Ki ein lovush al shar ha-melech bulvush sok. Here we see even the shar, one is not going into the palten shal melech. The shar ha-melech also is also bulvush sok. So the harabayis is equivalent to shar ha-melech. Al kaponim, so we see that the isari kiki will learn out from manu. So memele, so he says, so if you learn out from manu, so memele, if a beis haknesses there's no iser manu, or then there's no iser rikike. Oh, malei, so he says, ano hochi kamina. I'm asking you a different kasha. Neima hochi lechumra. That is true. You can learn out a kalvachoyma from manu. Madoch manu is also rikike is about to give his also. But when you want to derive a heter, to say that in a shul rikike is mutter, because manol is mutter, you can't learn out rikike from manol. Fakert. Manol is no bezoyin, so memele, it's mutter bebeis haknesses. Rikike Rikike, there is a bezoim, it should be Yosef. I can't make a kavochem for kapandria. Hochel lechumre, vahochel lechumre. Ve'ema, harabayis, the osor bimano, that there's an iser mano in harabayis, leil for mi mano. So the iser rikike I can learn out, the harabayis from mano. Avo beis akneses, the shori bimano. So how do you know to be medame? We see that there are isurim that apply in the Beis HaKnesses, and fakert, rikike could be more chomor than kapandri. If the kapandri is also, so rikike should also be also v'leser. Ella omar rove ki beisoy. The chomer of Beis HaKnesses is ki beisoy. Ma beisoy akapandriye kopedinish. A person is makpid that he should use his house for a shortcut. So memele Beis HaKnesses also has this chomer. Arikike umano loy kopedinish. A person is not makpid if he'll wear shoes in his house or if he'll be roikik. Av Beis HaKnesses, Kapandri Yehudi, also Rikike Umanol Shori. That means that what a balabos would be soivul in his house, that applies in a Beis HaKnesses. There's a very interesting Sharatzion in Simen Kufnun Aleph. He says, it seems this was a double rogel to spit. I mean, if you didn't have rugs and you didn't have shiny floors, so it's not too bad to spit, but this is a gefella. Zok the Sharatzion, but what if a person is a gvir? And if someone spits in his house, he'll be makbid. He's not allowed to spit in the shul. Because the whole heter is from beisoy. If in his bias he holds it's not the l'chvoid beisoy, so for him it's not the covet for the Beis HaKnesses. Zog Rashi. Neilof mikapandri li sure. Disnan b'mesaches megile. Ein oisem Beis HaKnesses kapandriye. Tani Yalof Rikike Mimanol. He learns out the Yisrikike Mimanol. Pundosei Ezer Cholul Shanoistin by Mois. Veima Harabayis the Osir Bimanol. Yafin Rikike Minel Yisure Bekal Bochaymer. That's true. We can learn out Rikike Akal Bochaymer from Manol Harabayis. Our Beis HaKnesses the Shori Bimanol. Leinel of Rikike Lahatere. The Rikike Meise. You can't make a mamatzin. Al yafine me kapandri li isure. So therefore, that was, the Gemara says, it's dumya de beisa. Let us see the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, a new inyan. The Mishnah said as follows. Kol choismei broche shebe migdosh. When they ended the broche shebe migdosh, haya oimrim, poshet min ha'oilom. Shekilkulat zedoikim v'omrein oylam ala echod iskine sheye oymrim min ha'oylam biyad ha'oylam. So let us see Rashi. We'll refresh our memories to understand what the Mishnah means. Then we'll come to our Gemara. So Rashi in the Mishnah says, kol chaysmei broche shebemigdash sheye oymrim ad ha'oylam. V'mesech tis tainis amrinin ein oynin ome bemigdash. You don't answer ome. Amevorich oymer V'soif kol broche Boruch ato Hashem Alakei Yisrael min ha'olam v'yad ha'olam Boruch ha'inen ha'doas V'chein bekulam V'ainen oimrim boruch Shem kevoid malchusay li'olam v'od V'finolam mikro D'tfilis ezra v'sayatoy V'ashminen hoche D'bemigdash harishin l'ha'olam Ela boruch Hashem alakei Yisrael Ad min ha'olam. They only said min ha'olam. Later they said ad ha'olam. Now, looking at the first Rashi, it seems there's extra words over here. Now, how does this come in? We're going to have the same problem in the Gemara, and we'll see in the Gemara Pshat. But the Gemara is also very schwer. Gemara says, Kol chaysmei broche shebe migdosh. So the Gemara says, Kol kach lomo. Lefi shein, Kol kach lomo. So the Gemara also says, you have to understand what the kash is. לפי שאין אינן אומן במקדוש. The Gemara says the Tereshit, don't say אומן. ומניין שאין אינן אומן במקדוש, שנאמר קומו ברוכוס השם עליכם מן האילום ויד האילום. That was the nusach that they said to the mevorchim. They should say, ברוכוס השם עליכם מן האילום עד האילום. ואומר, then it says, ויבורכו in the call, the שיימים should say, ויבורכו שם כבידך מרוימם על כל ברוכה סהילו. ויבורכו שם כבידך. ואוינם should say, ברוך שם כביד מלכוסו ליהילום בועד. Now, what is happening over here? What is Pshat in the Gemara? What's the Achoyne Muchenzich, Kol Kach Loma? What's the problem? So the Shleima Mishnosai says a very Choshev Pshat. The Gemara's Kasha was, why was it that the Chsime of the Broche was so different than the Chsimes of our Broches? That means, by our brachas, the klal is the chelik harishon of the bracha. A bracha, you have a bracha with a psicha and a bracha with a chsime. So the chsime starts, bracha at Hashem alakeinu melech olam, bracha at Hashem, whatever it is. Chayfech al bosom afli lasek. Al kaponim, the second chsime is without a malchus, just as koras Hashem. Here we see the chsime was, we're speaking about the chsime, because the ani is bar shem kavayil malchus eli olam. So therefore they had to say in the Chsime this whole Nusach. That is Pshat in Rashi in the Mishnah, and that is Pshat in our Gemara. V'chol kach loma, why did they need this whole Chsime? So the Gemara says, because there was a different Aniyah. We don't have this Aniyah, so we finish Baruch Hashem Chayinin Ados. Abol Lefi Sheinayinin Amin B'Migdosh. So therefore they needed a different Chsime min Ha'olam. And by the Bayis Sheni, that they were the Tzedakim or the Minim said, Ein Olam Ela Achas, we had to say, Min Olam Ad Olam. This is, let us see what Rashi says. Vivorchu Shem Kavoidecha, Boruch Shem Kavoid Malchus El Olam Vod, Oinim. That's what the Oinim answer. Vamavorcha, Eimel Boruch Hashem Elokei Yisro, Min Olam Ad Olam. Meforsh Betesefte, Shetikna Min Olam Ad Olam, Lo Yediya, Shein Olam Hazel, Lefnei Olam Habo, Klum, Ella kepreizda lifnei traklam. It's only a duchgang, it's only a hallway. Min ha'olam, it's only min ha'olam. Ad till eventually come ad ha'olam. Klaime, hanhigo bilchaisa v'olam azeh, kedei li yisrigilim l'olam abo, shekulay oroch. So therefore, they had to put this into the nusach habrochem. Now the Gemara says further, Yochel kol habrochas kulon teilehem tehila achas. Maybe after all the brochas were said in the Beis HaMikdash, there was one aniyah, Talmud loyma umroymam al kol brocha usihila. Al kol brocha ubrocha ten loy tehila. So after each brocha they said, Boruch Shem Kevoid Malchusay. Tehila achas, sheyanu pam achas, Boruch Shem Kevoid Malchusay loylam bod. Al kol brachis b'soif brach achrayin. After all the brachis, so the Gemara says no. The Mishnah said, "Iskinu she'adam shayu b'shloim chaveray." Again, let us refresh our memories. What the chiddush was that boyes. The Gemara says, "Iskinu v'iskinu she'adam shayu b'shloim chaveray b'shem." They were misakin that when one sees someone else, he should shoyl shloime with Hashem. Shenem avine boyis bomi beis lechem, v'yem elokaitzchim Hashem imochem. V'yem rulo yivrechecho Hashem. V'oimer another raya, Hashem imcho gibarachayel, that's what the Malach told Gidoin. V'oimer altovus ki zokno imecho, v'oimer islasis l'Hashem hefeiro teresecho, v'amnos noimer hefeiro teresecho mishem islasis l'Hashem. And Rashi says, on the Mishnah, Rashi explains, the last Rashi, what the limit is, Pomim shemevatlim divrei Torah, the Rai is from the back, if you learn the Pasuk backwards. Pomim shemevatlim divrei Torah, kidei lasis l'Hashem. If Kvod Shemayim will come out through Haforas HaTorah, so it's kidei. Avze hamiskaven lishoil lishloim chaveiroi, Zer Ritzayni Shal Mokeh, Shenema Bakei Sholem V'Rotfeyu, He'll show him, He greets him with Hashem Shemayim, Yivarechecho Hashem. So me meile, ad Hashem imochem, nibrecha Hashem, so me meile, that brings about sholem and achdus by Klal Yisrael. Bakish sholem v'tfei, this is the rotzen Hashem. Is mutter lahofer teure, v'lase is dover hanira oser. So even though mitzad echot, there is a zilzul in das kore shem shamayim, which there's a, that there's a din of yireh, that a person should be maskil the shem shamayim b'yireh, and here it comes out, it's used very loosely. But if the end result will be sholem by Klal Yisrael, that's lases l'ashem, to create sholem, just like we see betzim the same inyan by soite, that there was uskedai, to make a mechikas Hashem, another lases sholem ben ish l'ishtai. That is pshat in the Mishnah. Now let us go to the Gemara. Hiskinu shei adam shoyel b'shloim chaveiroi, b'shem. Mai v'oimer. What's the second pasuk? V'chiteima boyes midaitei denav shekoma. He did it on his own accord. That Ben Yehuda wants to say, maybe he did it Hashem imochem, not al tsholem, they were working for him, so if I count, it's all good arbeiten. Er hat sich in Sinnen gehad. It's not a loche that if I count out Sholem, it was, he gave them a broche, they should work good. So my mele, he'll reap benefits from their hatzloche. Toshma Hashem imcha giber achayel. The malach came to Gidden. There, you can't say that. V'chitayim ha-malachu dekom alei legide. No, maybe this wasn't a greeting. This was, he was telling him, Hashem imcha giber achayel. The Rabbeinu Shalom is with you. You have Ezer Hashem. And the Gemara goes, this will go back to boys. Al tovus ki zokne imecha. The zikne ha'ume, you shouldn't be mevazadem. You shouldn't think that zeim zichen zinen gehad. If there's any zilzel in kvoit shemayim, so al kochecha was done al eis lasas Hashem, v'oimer eis lasas Hashem eifere terasecha, oma rova haikro me reishi l'seife midrish, mi seife l'reishi midrish. He can darshan this posik, which way you turn it, inside out. Me reishi l'seife midrish, eis lasas Hashem, mai tamish, mi feire terasecha. Mi seife l'reishi midrish, eifere terasecha, mai tamim, shem eis lasas Hashem. Now let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, V'chiteim ha-boyiz midatei oved, v'loi gamrina minei. We don't learn out from boyiz. Toshma de gamrina mimalach, sh'om ha-legidoi. V'chiteim ha-malach, u'dekom alei legidim kloima, loi shol b'shloimoi. He didn't, it wasn't shol b'shloimoi. V'loi bolchoi, ela b'shlichis koma meyes ha-mokim levasroi. He informed him, sh'ashchina imoi. V'loi gamrina minei. So you don't learn out halach is how one should greet someone else. Toshma al tovus ki zokne imecha, al tovus as boyiz loime mi daite yosa. Ala lemoid mi zikne Yisrael. Learn from the anhoge of zikne Yisrael. Ki yesh loy al mi she yismoy chier a mekeir shenema eis lasis lashem. Mi seifu la reishe. Im bosa le droshe le mikro ze, yesh loch le droshe yofe, bein beksi vose, the way it is written, bein behepach. Mi reishe le seif eis lasis lashem mishumei feiru. Itim Heim Lashem Lasis Mishpot. So Rashi puts in a word Mishpot. Eis Lasis Mishpot Lashem Puronius Boivre Ritzoinai Mishum Deheferu Teirosecho. Then Deheferu Teirosecho, it seems the Pasuk is telling us that even that there's a Mola Pchine that Tzadikim can make the Midas Hadin should be Rachmim, and Mola Zabchine that Rishoy make the Midas Rachmim should be Din. Itim heim lashem lasais mishpat poroniyais ba'oivrei ritzoinoi mishum deifeiro teirosecho. But even eis lasis lashem mishpat. Miseifo lereishe eifeiro teirosoi oisei ritzoinoi. Eifeiro teirosoi oisei ritzoinoi. The oisei ritzoinoi are meifer teire if it's eis lasis lashem kibgeina liyo bahara kalmel. Shehikriv bebomo b'shas iser habomois, mishum das lasois siyog v'geder b'Yisrael l'shmoi shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Exactly, I don't know the translation of siyog v'geder. He wanted to make a mapecha, not I don't understand the siyog v'geder. He wanted
they were not one gedolim. He wanted it, that they should become aminim the rabbeinu shloim. They should understand the word siyog together. Al koponim, that's the drosha of our mishnah. Zok the gemara weiter. Tanya Hillel Hazokin Oimel. Bishas Hamachnisim Pazer Bishas Hamefazrim Kaneis. Let us see what Rashi says. Bishas Hamachnisim She'ein Chachmei Hadoir Marbitzim Teire LeTalmidim. The Chachmei Hadoir are busy learning themselves. They're not interested in being Marbitz Teire. So what should one do in such a time? Pazer ato lishanes litalmidim. And pazer is a loshen pizel. That means, even though you're gonna lose out, lachayref, you can't learn for yourself, except as you're spreading out your time and koiches for abotzes teire, and it seems you're going to lose. Pazer. That one should do. Bisho hamefazrin. Shehagdoilim shebedoir marbitzim teire. No, the yeshivas, the marbitzay teire. Then one declares a shaila. Should I open up another yeshiva? I mean, so what'll be? Like this, there's two yeshivas, and each yeshiva has 20 talmidim. So I'll make a third yeshiva, so there'll be, we'll divide up between the 40 talmidim, we'll divide it up in three. I have another, which is shlech. No, kaneis ato. Don't. Two yeshivas are enough. Don't zuch to make another yeshiva. Ah, if I wasn't it. The avzu l'chvoit shamayimu. This is eis lasis l'ashem. Lechais b'midas ha'anove. One should fakert. If there's no necessity, there's no tviye, fakert, then one should be the nechbal akelim. I should be the manik, I should be the uchsiv. Eis lashem, hey feiru teirasecha. So lechayre pshat is like this. Eis lasis lashem. This is the anove. The tznius the anove is lasis lashem. I vosetz I'm a dain teire. I'm going to lose out my teire. That's for sure. If I open up a yeshiva, it's a my teire. Ich will steigen. If I don't open up the yeshiva, it's will doch nicht steigen. So I say, Feiru Teira Secha, your Teira. I'll say, Slasis Lashem. The Skuv is Rotzen Hashem. The Anivis, the Tzniyis, Vatznei Aleches, Im Hashem Aleikecha. This is Rotzen Hashem. It is not, that means if Mitzad, the Teiles of Klal Yisrael, there are enough yeshivas, Alts your Teira, Fakert. Ey Slasis Lashem. Kaneis. The Gemara says further, Im ra'isa deir she'ein ha'teire chaviva olof. They don't appreciate teire. Kaneis. No, I skipped over. Im ra'isa deir she'ateire chaviva olof. That they have a tshuka to learn. Pazer. She'nema yeish mefazer v'noisevoit. And don't think that you're going to lose from the pizzer. Yeish mefazer v'noisevoit. Im ra'isa der shein ha'teire chaviv olof kaneis, shenema eis lasis la'shem, heifeiru teirosecha. Zogt Rashi. Im ra'isa der shein ha'teire chaviv olof kaneis, va'al tatel divrei teire levizoyin. This goofy, here, again we have kvoit shamayim over here. The teire will be taught and it is not, it is not appreciated. Es eifeiru teire secho mi lefazro b'sha she'akinus l'shem shamayim. Kert, I'm old and not learning that kufa is the kvoit shamayim. Look to Gemara weiter. Dorash bar kapore zolas kvoit konamino. What does Rashi say? Im ro'iso par kematia b'zoil. If you see that you can get schoira that is cheap, the market went down, kvoitz v'konami nefekat, now's the time to buy it. Ve'esoif, she'esoifo lehisyaker. So the goin says that this is also going on teire. There's a miktsoya of teire that no one is interested in learning. verkehrt. That's zol kevoitz. And that's verkehrt. Later there'll be a time when it will be used and it'll be nechshav. That's what they said over when the Chazainish wrote his chibur and zroim with the hilchis atluyis ba'oretz b'frat hilchis shviyis. He never thought that what he wrote would be negeya l'maisa. Who would ever think that these halachis would be mamish tog teglich halachis which are negeya l'maisa? Then there was a b'china of it was zolas who learned these halachis kavoitz k'nei mine ba'aso deleis gvar. An amokim where there's no gvar, there's no moira hira, tam on havi gvar, so you should become a moira hira. Omar Abaye, shma mino, ba'asa de is gvar, if there is a moira hira, tam on loita havi gvar. So the Mashiach speaks out because if the chiyev to, that what he's telling us is l'chayra poshet. Ba'asa de les gvar, tamon havi gvar, the Gemara says, atzumin kol al hugel, mi sheigil lehiro, ve'ine moire. So fakert, that's poshet, that if the les gvar, heavy gvar. So al koch, the whole thing is l'diyuke. If there is someone that's a moire hiro, then you shouldn't become a moire hiro. Pshite, so the Gemara learned that his Rebbe is there, so fashteitzach, he shouldn't become a moire. Le'initzacha elo b'sheshneim shodin. When both of them are equal, but if there already is a meiraira, then be misalik yourself. Zogt Rashi, pshita hoda bai lomali, pshita shlo yoira odom haloche bifnei raboi, lomali la bai la mishma michlola, so the Moses b'sheshneim shavim, bose b'mokim talmud chochem, ve'ein noch godl mimenu, and he's already there, al tita ratora lidrash bimkoimai, it is not necessary. The Marsha says, that what it says in the Mishnah Novice, the mokim shein ish ishtadali is ish, that's speaking about an askin. That's a different parish in Gansen. In Gvar, we're speaking about a moira hira. Bechol drochecho da eyu vuhu yiyasher erchesecho. Oh, yeah. Dorish bar kapor. Eze parish ktane shekol gufei teire tluyimbo. Which is the parish ktane shekol gufei teire tluyimbo bechol drochecho da eyu. Let us see. Omarova afilu l'dvar aveira. So Rashi says, "B'chol drachecha afilu l'aveira aveira de'eyu den leiv im tzeirech mitzvahu." It's whatever you're doing. Think if it's you should be misbeinen im tzeirech mitzvah gan liyo bar kalmo aveira leo. Afilu l'dvar aveira. The Ben Yayodah says a very interesting pshat, and this has to the machloikis we once mentioned bekitzer between the Chayvus Halvavos and the Chaim HaKodesh. The Chayvus Halvavos says for a dover poshet that is not bekoyech anyone to be mazik anyone else. And the Chayvus Halvavos asks, the Chayvus Halvavos says if Reuven kills Shimon 2 o'clock, Yud Beis Nissen. So we have to realize that it was Nigzer Min HaShemayim that Shimon has to die 2 o'clock, Yud Beis Nissen. If it wouldn't be Nigzer, so Reuven could shoot him from today till tomorrow, nothing would happen. It was Zichen Nigzer 2 o'clock that Shimon should die. Frek the Chayvus Halvavos, so if that's the case, so was Wilman von Reuven? Verkehrt. Er hat doch Ketan Rotzen Hashem. Gavri Ktile Kotor. Was Wilman von Reuven? So the Chayvus Halvavos says, listen, he was supposed to die, but you were not meant to be the shliach. You were not told to be the shliach. Is megalgon chayva yidei chayiv? You offered your services, so you're nenesh because of this. That is the hashkof of the Chayvus Halvavos and the chinuch. So the Ben Yehudah says also the same thing. Afilu l'dvar aveira. A ganav has to know. He goes and zmazik someone. He has to know, don't pat yourself on the back. That though you got the money, you should realize, da'ehu. The AU, that way you got the money. Not Pshat is you're the good Gane, for you're the good Ritzach, you have the good aim. The AU, behold the Rechecha, the AU, you should know the Rebbein, that way you are Matzliach, you made a good Gneve, that was because the Rebbein Sholmat that he should lose the money. That's how you got the money. Behold the Rechecha, the AU, afilu Lidvar Aveire. That's what the Gemara says, Omar Apopa, Heine Domri Inchi Ganva Pum Machtarta Rachmoni Kore. That a Ganav, before he steals, he says, it's Bashelt, if I'm Atzlich, it's Bashelt min HaShemayim, that Yeni should lose the money. That he should also realize. He should not think that he'll get away with it, but I'll kopon him from the Einish, but the Hatzloche, the Eyu. Borish bar kapore le'olam yilmad odom es benoi umnes nikiya vekala. A person should teach his son umnes nikiya, should be Noki from Gezel, shouldn't be Nisyanis from Gezel, the Kalatin shouldn't be too difficult. So the Goyin explains what is Pshatan this, so the Goyin explains as follows. The Goyin explains, the Gemara says in Kedushin, the Ashiris doesn't come from the Umnis, and the Aniyis doesn't come from the Umnis. That means, the Seder is, as the Chavis Avovis explains in Shara Bitochen, a person has to be Mishtadl, La'ovda La'shamra, there was a Gzeire, that a person has to be mishtadlo for panos. The hatzloche, there are some people in the same business which are meredik matzliach, there are some people in the business that say, I'm gonish kein panos. So the umnis is not mashe, the umnis is not mani. Zuch te goin, so listen. So why do you have to work hard? If it's basher to werden reich, you can become reich with an umnis kala also. If it's basher to be poor, so was da was ich mutschen as I feels? Al Kaponim doesn't have to work so hard. Is la'olam yelamed odem es b'nai umnis kala nekiya fakert. The ishtadla should be on such an oifen. That means the parnosis saivis ain't not a poil yoitze from the umnis. It's only, this is a ishtadla, and then the broche comes. So whatever will come, the umnis is not a machiyah. So pick out an umnis kala b'nekiya. Mai omar rabchiste machto de talmi yuso. Machted, let us see what Rashi says. Machted the Talmi Yuse, Shatfiris Asuyes, Shureis Ketalmi Man. It was a very easy job. It was just like sewing hems. So Memele, that's the Parnose a person should pick out. The Goyin says that this is also a anhoge in Ruchnius, in Limud HaTorah. A person should not try to attempt to learn something that is too difficult for him. He should learn easy things, because if he starts going he takes upon himself a too difficult limud, so the end will be that he'll give up. He should learn something that he can cope with, that he can accomplish. That's kala, and it should be nikiya. Nikiya should be nikiya from pnius. That means he shouldn't overburden himself. It should be nikiya from pnius, and that is the seifa of atzloch and limud.